Hello and welcome to the October 24th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Augusta, Georgia. In diaries today, we do have a diary by Richard Porter about Greenbone and the OpenVAS scanner. OpenVAS stands for the Open Vulnerability Assessment Scanner, and it is really sort of a more successor of Nessus in some way. But what you get with Greenbone is really a pretty neat web-based user interface to schedule scans and then look at the reports. So what you kind of get out of this is the ability to continuously monitor network with daily scans and then see pretty quickly what changed, what vulnerabilities you have, what you need to fix. I like this tool quite a bit. It can be a little bit of pain to set up, but Richard made available a virtual machine that allows you to get started with it pretty quickly and at least test it and make sure that it's worth the effort for you to do a custom install. And then we got more backdoors in routers. This time it's Netgear's time, in particular the WNDR 4700 and some related models. Turns out that the way this particular router does its authentication, it will not check any URLs that start with BRS or the file name starts with BRS. At first, this doesn't look terribly bad, but still there are a couple of settings and such you can retrieve if you access those files. The next thing that's actually worse is an outright bug in the way it does authentication. There are two particular files, unauth.cgi and securityquestions.cgi, that are not checked for authentication, in part because these files are called before authentication happens. However, the way the router verifies whether or not you visit these pages, it looks at the entire URL string, including the query string, not just at the file name part. So all you have to do is you have to attach the string unauth.cgi to any page on the router to get full access to that page without any authentication. And a second bug related to these BRS pages allows you to actually further bypass authentication. The router has a special mode that's being used when you first connect to it. It will not ask for authentication. It will allow you to configure the router for the first time. However, the setting that is being used to determine if the router is being used the first time or not can be adjusted via one of these BRS pages that do not check registration. So with this particular bypass, you will then be able to just configure the router without having to log in. And German mobile operator ePlus apparently is handing out certified pre-pwned cell phones. In this case, it's the Android smartphone base Varia that comes with a memory card, and this memory card appears to be infected with malware. The name of the file is fede.exe, so fede.exe, and it is infected with something that is usually called Rhymecut.b or Palivo, depending on the antivirus company. The malware will not launch itself. However, once you connect the phone via USB to a Windows PC, the memory card will be visible as a USB device. And if you then start this particular executable, maybe believing that it is some kind of setup software or such, the malware will install itself on your system and, well, do usual malware stuff, like, for example, executing itself as an auto executable on start and pass itself on to your Skype and other instant messaging contacts. And I mentioned already Google's anti-denial of service that it is offering to nonprofits and activists. As a part of this effort, Google and Arbor Networks are collaborating to produce a pretty neat denial of service attack map. This map does correlate some of the data that Arbor and Google are collecting and makes it available in a pretty neat graphical format to see how much denial of service attacks are currently going on. The map itself, I'm not sure how telling it really is. It's very colorful, and apparently a lot of attacks happen in the United States. But the part that I certainly like is a little bit further at the bottom, the total attack volume that all these attacks chew up combined. And this currently spikes around 400 gigabit per second with sort of a background level of around 100 gigabit, meaning that at any time between 100 gigabit and 400 gigabit worth of denial of service attacks are being detected by Arbor and Google. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.